Now, Israeli warplanes have executed a series of strikes in central Damascus, targeting the Syrian Defense Ministry headquarters and nearby military installations. These strikes come amid escalating sectarian violence in southern Syria's Sweida province, where clashes between Syrian government forces, Druze and Bedouins have left at least 248 people dead, including 92 Druze. 28 of them, at least this is what's being reported, are civilians. And these strikes mark one of Israel's most direct military interventions in Syria. And the significant death toll of Druze civilians, including executions, has intensified regional sectarian tensions. Well, on the line, we have Mansour Ashkar, who we spoke to yesterday. He is an Israeli Druze, a former IDF officer, and was part of the IDF Special Forces, and he has family in Syria. Mansour, thank you so much for fitting us in. I know that you're very, very busy and very worried about what's happening in Syria. If you can just bring us up to date. Yesterday, you said that this is the Druze's October the 7th. What's the latest that's happening on the ground?
The latest that is happening, that it looks right now that if the Druze men who are fighting in Sweida right now, in their streets, in their cities, if they will fall, then we will witness a bigger massacre than October 7. In El Sweida, it's the biggest populated Druze area on the world. But there's about 1.5 million Druze around the world, roughly, and about 700 to almost 1 million of them are living in Syria, and most of them are living in El Sweida. And the government right now is sieging over the area with their jihadists, with their tanks, with their artillery, with their Grad missiles. And they're running from house to house right now. We're hearing reports that they took down the hospital. They slaughtered everyone inside. They took down a house of prayer that had about 50 family members inside, mostly women and children. They slaughtered them on the spot. And if Sweida fall, there's a clear intention there of ethnic cleansing. It's not, you know, like the media or CNN is trying to portray it as clashes between, or I don't know what. It's a genocidal ethnical cleansing attempt by the Syrian regime. But like the old song says, no Jews, no news. When it's the bad guys doing that, the world is silent. The mainstream media doesn't talk about it. But when the Israelis are defending themselves or the Druze are fighting for themselves, then everybody have excuses.
And Mansour, yesterday when we spoke with you, you said the Bedouins had been armed by the Syrian army. But are they even relevant anymore? Because it sounds from what you're saying that the Syrian government is there itself carrying out genocide against the Druze.
Yes, they're very relevant because in the beginning there was a Bedouin backed with the Syrian army and side by side, by the way. But when Israel intervened and started taking down the Syrian army, which is a very easy target for Israel, then the Syrian army started trying to fall back, retreat, or go inside of Sweida and hide among civilian population. And now what they're doing is they're actually stationing their army in the area of Daraa, which is the Bedouin area between Israel and Sweida, and they started to arm directly the Bedouins, giving them heavy weapons, ammunition, so they can go and carry out their attacks on their behalf. And we have them right now running in the streets in El Sweida. And from the last report that I've heard from one of the mothers, by the way, that was sitting in her home with a hunting rifle that her husband gave her to protect her family, she said that she hears the Bedouins outside of her house. They're killing. They started going house by house and they just murdering everyone immediately and going to the next house. They stopped even trying to loot. Before, they used to go outside, kill and steal. Now I think they know they're going to die soon, so they're just obsessed with killing. So they're intensifying their final solution, jihadist style, call it, and they're trying to kill as fast and as many as they can among the civilians. And most of this killing now is, I don't know if most, but a big part of it is done right now by the Bedouin civilians there and by the army. They're both working together on this.
And Mansour, Israeli assistance. Yesterday, Israel was conducting strikes. Is it the same? Is Israel indicated that it's going to come to the help of the Druze and the other minorities?
Oh, it's even more now. Israel just shot their the chief of staff of the army of Syria. They just shot their building in Damascus. There was a crazy video where you see the reporter standing, and the moment that she said, Yisrael cuts, boom, the building exploded behind her head, as if someone timed that. Israel started taking military target, head military target. Israel is right now, actually, there's talks about special forces units about to enter to Syria if they didn't enter already. Among the Druze who also jumped over the fence are running right now. So it looks like Israel is taking that covenant and that, you know, instructions for Jawlani and his jihadists very seriously. And bear in mind, I just came down from a talk with deputy spokesman of the Knesset, Mr. Hanoch. So we were just talking right now about how the government in Israel is seeing this not only as a favor for the Druze, but as a direct implication for the security of Israel. These jihadists today, they're attacking the Druze. Tomorrow they're going to attack Americans and Jews and Israelis. We can't let them come close to the border. We can't let them feel that they can do another October 7. There need to be an answer for that, and Israel is delivering that answer right now very strongly. I hope strong enough to stop it before the massacre continues.
And so we have a situation that Israel is directly involved in Syria. Mansour, just before I let you go, I know you have family in Syria. What's the latest you've heard about them?
One member of that family got killed in the fighting. Another one got shot in the leg. The others are still fighting, and there's one particular family that I've been in touch a lot. I heard about them after the Assad regime fell because they weren't allowed to talk to us, but I would appreciate prayers because they're not answering my WhatsApp messages for more than 24 hours right now, and I'm very, very worried about their situation.
Mansour, our prayers are with you and your family and with the Druze and the other minorities who, as you say, are being exterminated and killed by the Syrian regime that is going house to house. You spoke about a final solution of the jihadists. Thank you for weighing in with us, and we'll keep you in our thoughts and our prayers. And perhaps if you have time, we can chat with you again tomorrow. That is Mansour Ashkar, an Israeli Druze who is a former IDF officer in the Special Forces, updating us on the alarming situation that is happening in Syria.